Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Over the last 12 years, I've been really fortunate to grow a very successful sales consulting business. And I tell you this because today I'm recording a podcast on my company's 12-year anniversary. And even though we've been successful, I'm always looking to make our business better. And one of the things that we need to do, especially as a small boutique consultant, is work smarter, not just harder. And I was thinking today that that's the same with sales leaders and sales professionals. In order to improve your business and continue to accelerate your revenue, you need to work smarter, not harder. The last thing I want for any sales rep is to only make more money or only bring in more profits for their company by working more hours in the day. That defeats the whole purpose of the freedom and flexibility and wonderful lifestyle that we have as professional sellers. So here are some ideas that you can use to help you sell smarter, not just harder. One, take really good stock of the prospects that you're selling to. Remember, this is a free country. You can sell to whoever you want. You don't have to take every prospect that comes through the door. Develop a very clear profile or avatar of your best prospects. What do they look like? What do they read? Where do they hang out? How much revenue do they have? How many employees do they have? And only spend time cultivating those relationships that are the best prospects for you. Now, as a sales leader, do the same thing with your sellers. Only hire the best. Why do you keep mediocre performers on the bench? Get them out of your organization and replace them with A players. Imagine how much more time you would have if your team was all A players. And frankly, it can be done. I worked with a company a few years ago named Workopolis who had every single sales rep hit their president's club. That means everybody was over quota. I know you're thinking, yeah, only maybe 20% of my team is at quota. If 20% are at quota, then all of them can be at quota. And that's a great way to help improve your smarts as opposed to just working harder. Now, a third thing that everybody can do here is take a good hard look at the way you're putting your proposals together. Because I believe that we lose a lot of business because we don't give our customer a choice of yeses. What I'd love to see everybody do to help reduce your labor intensity is to always offer your clients a choice. In other words, here's option A, here's option B, here's option C, as opposed to just a take it or leave it proposal. In my experience and the experience of our clients, offering those options will improve your closing ratio because it fundamentally changes the mindset of the buyer from, should I do business with this person, to how should I do business with this person? And when you close more business as a percentage of your available market, your labor intensity goes down and you sell more in less time. So this year, as you're taking stock of your quotas and what needs to be accomplished in order for you to grow, think very carefully about how you can grow by doing less. I know that as a result, you will sell more in less time and have a heck of a lot more fun doing it. It just dawned on me. We talked about working with your A players and we talked about working with your A prospects. And this also should mean that you work with your A customers. You all have customers in your database right now. People who buy from you, who suck the life out of you and the energy out of you. And you also have customers who need to be elevated. They have the potential to buy more, to advocate on your behalf, and to refer you to others. You need to pay more attention to them. Don't use up all your valuable time and energy trying to manage the worst of the worst in your client database. Instead, pay attention to that top level, that A customer, and they will reward you greatly for it. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.